Now, Kerry County Council has confirmed that the estimated total cost of the South Kerry Green will be €72 million. This is three times more than the figure of €22 million provided at an oral hearing into the project in 2019. And it's linked to the increased construction costs due to geopolitical events, specialist rehabilitation works on historic structures, environmental mitigation works and land acquisition costs. To date, €22 million has been spent on the amenity. The figure, of course, was provided to Councillor Jackie Healy-Ray this week following a query by him on the cost of all Greenway projects in Kerry. And the cost refers, of course, to the South Kerry Greenway route from Glenbay to Carrickserveen Town, a distance of 27 kilometres, which is now expected to be fully open by 2030, another 4 years. Councillor Jackie Healy-Ray is with me on the line to talk about this. Jackie, good morning to you. Were you
good
surprised
morning,
at the figure? And what can you say, or what did the council say as to whether this is the final figure? I take it it's not.
Well, I suppose, Jerry, from the outset, there had been an awful lack of information about the how much the projected costs were going to be. You quoted the figure from 2019. If you remember, 5 years previous, they were stating that the construction costs in 2014 were going to be €4.5 million. So that, and that, to be fair, excluded land acquisition at the time. So you can see the low base that we've come from compared to where we are now today at €72 million. And you're right, Jerry, and I did ask the question of the CEO on Monday, is €72 million going to be where it stops? And, you know, when you see what's going on in the current world at the minute, the cost of everything is getting more expensive. And considering that there's another 2 to 4 years left on this project before it reaches completion, you know, you would imagine that, you know, the cost isn't going to come down. Costs have gone up, and I don't want it to be construed that I put down the motion to be necessarily negative about the potential impact opportunities that the South Kerry Greenway or other greenways throughout the county can bring. Because I suppose, first of all, you know, I wanted to establish where we are now, because as you stated, you know, the last kind of cost projection we had was back in 2019, a number of years ago. And so today it's very important for me as a county councillor, and I think for the 33 councillors, to understand the amount of money that we're spending on projects. Are we getting value for money, and where we're going to end up? You know, 27 kilometres of a greenway that's coming in at €2.5 million per kilometre. I mean, to be fair, the CEO said that a cost benefit analysis and economic impact assessment has been carried out, and that the South Kerry Greenway, according to that, will have the potential of bringing up to 500,000 visitors to South Kerry with a spend of between 20 and 38 million and create between 300 and 500 jobs. That's all great on paper. But what I also questioned was the lived reality, because you must remember we have spent 18 million already on two greenways that are open and that are being used by the public. I asked the question around, you know,
have they met the economic return that was projected for them?
Exactly. You know, because we all have these expectations, but what is actually the lived reality? So to be fair, the CEO said that a deep analysis of the two greenways, the amount of numbers that is generating, the revenue spin-offs that it's generating, is underway. So it will be very interesting to see what the outcome of that is. But I suppose, Jerry, for me, what we learned on Monday, more worryingly, is that less than half of the landowners who are facilitating the South Kerry Greenway have actually been paid. And that, to me, is not fair. It's not showing respect to the landowners. And you must remember, a compulsory purchase order was imposed on these landowners. To imply that something has been compulsory purchased would imply that money has been exchanged for it. But as the CEO has confirmed, the CEO confirmed on Monday that less than half of the owners that are facilitating this greenway have been paid. And what's maddening for landowners, Jerry, is at the moment there is a tender out for companies to bid for to the value of €24 million for the South Kerry Greenway, which is necessary and that's fine. But when landowners see that and they haven't been paid as much as a euro, you can understand how people become frustrated and how projects then get off on the wrong foot, jury. And that's why we end up...
And problems, and there has been plenty of problems with this project London. Do we know the 170 landowners, you're saying half a bit, have they agreed a price? Or is that still yet to be determined, which means the 72 million might increase? Do we know
exactly, Jerry? Because not only have prices not been agreed with all landowners, but as you know, Jerry, there's also remedial works that need to be done to ensure, you know, sometimes where the greenway could be splitting a farm and splitting land, where there might have to be an underpass done, where there might have to be different crossing done. Simple things such as gates here and there, Jerry. All those things have to be done, but all those things cost money as well. And, you know, when you arrive at a situation where you have 170 landowners, not even half of them have been paid, then of course the cost can go up. And like, I would be very dubious of the 72 million euro figure, that that's where it's going to finish. Again,
well, I can tell you with the price of petrol and diesel, it's already gone up, Jackie, from that point of view. Let me ask you this. Fergal Reedy, the CEO, was speaking in relation to the Greenway to you, in response to what you were saying. He's standing over the estimate of 72 million and associated cost benefit analysis. Around 5 kilometres of Glenbase to open around Easter. Kelsey-Carr Sabine section targeting quarter two of next year. The most of the Greenway expect to be open by the summer of next year. So it's been extremely challenging engineering project. Stabilisation, coastal construction, the final sections will take additional time, but still saying, look, this is going to be hundreds of jobs, huge impact and much needed for South Kerry.
And Jerry, I wouldn't argue with that for 1 minute that of course, you know, that this has the potential to, you know, bring jobs and bring money and everything. But again, Jerry, you know, when you start a project off on the bad foot, and I am kind of focusing on the fact that that landowners haven't been paid, because I suppose, and we had a very good contribution from Councillor Tommy Cahill at Monday's meeting, much of which I would not disagree with, but it was never acknowledged the fact that landowners, whom without their sacrifice for the Greenway, it can't happen. And their land has been CPO'd and not even half of them have been paid. And like, I'd ask councillors, how would they like if land were going to be compulsory taken off of them and not even be paid for it? You know, tis like me pulling up to a petrol station today, Jerry, filling my tank and saying, I'll come back to you there when I have the petrol burnt because I'll have it used and I'll pay you then. That's not the world that we can live in, and that's not how you establish good faith in a project, Jerry.
So
it's not how you get community buy-in.
This, Jackie, then, for the CPO process
absolutely,
going
Jerry.
Forward,
absolutely.
That payment has to be timely, or does it depend? Is there legal arguments there? Is that the reason why they haven't been paid, or is it just a delay in the council side? And if there is, then does that need to be improved?
It's a delay in engagement. I mean, the engagement from day one has not been what I would describe as one that I would like to see being replicated throughout any other project. And like, I want to be clear, I support the development of the South Kerry Greenway, Jerry, and the opportunities that it can bring, but it has to be done in a way that brings the communities and the landowners with it, and not leaves them behind, because that starts with the landowners and ensuring that they're properly dealt with and respected every step of the way. And that, to me, isn't being done at the minute. And like, it's even when you see, and we and I'm glad that the CEO confirmed as well, Jerry, on Monday, that, you know, there has been, that, you know, what has been delivered in the Greenway so far has been done by direct labour by the council. We have excellent council staff who are working on this project, and they've been delivering that green, and they're proud of the work that they have done. And the work that they have done, Jerry, is first class. And I'm glad that despite the tenders that are out at the minute worth millions of euros, that the CEO confirmed that there will be a direct labour element from Kerry County Council on this Greenway, which to me is very important, because yes, you have the technical aspects of this job which are very difficult and challenging. Now, it was described to me on Monday as a marvel of engineering, considering that there was a railway line built there in the late 1800s. I don't know how you'd describe it as a marvel of engineering in today's world, considering the way...
Different safety standards perhaps back then to what we have now. Jack, one of the reasons
perhaps,
for that, perhaps.
But again, a marvel of engineering to me is the pyramids in Egypt. So that I'd have a different view on that. But again, I, no, I don't think anybody is disagreeing with the opportunity and potential impact that this can have. But again, there's expectation, Jerry, and there's lived reality. And I do agree that of the greenways that we have, I do believe that South Kerry has the potential to be the jewel and the crown of greenways throughout this country. But again, we have to measure our expectations with and we'll get a good flavour of that when the analysis is done on the 18 million euros that we have spent on greenways already in the county. But again, Jerry, and this is something that I want to hammer home today, the landowners have to be dealt with properly, respectfully and fairly, because to me, that half the landowners on the long that are facilitating the South Kerry Greenway have not been paid yet, to me, is simply not good enough.
Okay, all right, we're going to have to leave it there, Jackie. Thanks for your views on that. That's independent councillor and Kerry County Councillor Jackie Lee Ray talking about that. Greenway information, which was revealed via a motion he put for the council on Monday.